This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Ask the Vet segment this month with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, last month we discussed the complex milk pricing system, and it's such a big topic to understand that we continue with the same subject this month in part two of understanding how dairy farmers are paid for the price of their products, and in particular, the make allowance for processors and the milk handlers. And as you have studied this, you learn that it's a bit of a history lesson.
One of the things I'm learning here as I'm doing this milk pricing learning is that there is so much weird historical stuff that just is like, I don't know, we've done it like that since 1942, is come along for the ride on milk pricing. One of them being this, what I think to be kind of a strange lag in this price disparity between class one, class two, three, and four milk, because most of what is made right now is grade A milk anyways. So how is the pay price set? Well, it's set by class. Okay, so what region are you in? And then what class does your milk get sold into? And then how are the different prices determined for the different classes? Okay, that's what changed in 2000. The government said, we're going to change these equations that we use to determine the price of different classes of milk. And we're going to change those equations to incorporate the value of the different commodities. Okay, so they have formulas where they'll put in commodity pricing. And from there, they factor in what's called a make allowance. It allows the milk handler to reduce the pay price to the farmer by that make allowance, basically saying, it's costing me 20 cents a pound to make this product, so therefore I'm going to pay the farmer 20 cents a pound less when I buy the milk from them. Somebody somewhere or a panel of people somewhere sat down and figured out what this make allowance should be. Well, this is where it gets very interesting. The government sends out a voluntary survey to all milk handlers in the United States. 15% of all the milk produced in the United States is represented by milk handlers returning these surveys to the government. Now, maybe some listeners are more trusting than I am, but whenever the government sends out a voluntary survey and 15% reply, I'm already worried that there's a very small sample set. There is absolutely zero government oversight or verification that when these surveys are returned, that they list as their cost of production are actually accurate. So it's a voluntary survey where you as a milk handler can list your cost of production, and there is no one checking to see if what you wrote down is accurate. So there was a hearing. The American Farm Bureau Federation is a lobbying group that was at this 2023 meeting specifically addressing make allowances. They are advocating for make allowances to be adjusted based on a mandatory audited USDA survey, not voluntary, mandatory. Now, the USDA says they don't have the authority to conduct that, so that's why it's not happening right now. But it certainly would make sense that if we're going to make a pricing scheme that affects every single dairy farmer in America, you would think that make allowance calculation would be based on something better than a voluntary, I'll just trust your word on your cost of production system. And also, why do you need a make allowance if your cost of production just goes up? Just raise what your price is that you're selling the end product to the consumer. Why do we, the dairy farmer, have to supplement this make allowance when you, the milk handler, have the opportunity to sell your finished goods at a higher price? It's the way that the government set up the pricing scheme is naturally going to cause that tension. When you put in a built-in make allowance for a milk handler and the dairy farmer cannot adjust the final retail price to the consumer to make up for any increased production costs, the very nature of the milk pricing equations are built to create animosity between the milk handlers and the farmers. And it shouldn't be like that. Those two are actually on the same team and need each other. And to me, I don't understand why something as simple as taking the make allowance away from a milk handling company, giving it to a dairy farmer, and then allowing the milk handling company to put their finished products out on the retail market in a competitive manner. I don't understand why that system wouldn't work. This is America, where we let free trade determine pricing, and it just seems like that doesn't apply here.
Dr. Ryan Leiderman is Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiderman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.